Yeah.
Love, 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 love.
That's the way it ought to sound. Now, we got in touch with you guys a number of weeks ago about doing this session and playing Burt Bacharach songs, and I want to know how you, as a band, came to a consensus about which Burt songs to do, because there are many.
You know, Jason can handle that one.
Hey, Jason?
He's our editor.
You're the easiest.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Yeah, for me, they're the easiest. We'll talk about the structure of Burt songs in just a second, but really, as a band, how did you guys come to an agreement?
No, we took the easiest ones, definitely.
Did you? Are these the easiest Burt Bacharach songs to cover?
Yeah, like a 24 Hours from Telsa is pretty rare. It's only got like 4 or 5 chords in it. That's pretty simple.
What's a really hard Bacharach song that you shied away from?
Promises, Promises?
Yeah.
Oh, right. That changes the time signature a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah? And it's in some weird sort of... It's like a
7 time or something.
Yeah, something like that. So you said no to that one. What else?
We did Anyone Who Had a Heart, even though that's kind of a tricky
Carl
one.
Really wanted to do this song, Loneliness Remembers
What Happiness Forgets.
Right, but
that's a hard one.
That one got mixed
hard.
Too?
Yeah.
Hard in terms of, again, the chords, the time signature, what?
Well, yeah, all that stuff. And I don't think anybody had a tape of it either.
Oh, so. I had it.
Oh, did you?
Somebody had it. Now, most of you have been in bands before. In fact, you know, if we added up the number of bands all of you have been in, it would be a large number, and you've covered songs before.
Yeah.
What is the challenge in covering a Burt Bacharach song? Who wants to take that question? Because it seems to me that it's a specific musical challenge.
It truly
We've
is.
Always kind of done weird covers. Like, I mean, we did MacArthur Park, and that had a lot of
chords. Yeah, but didn't you get booed off the stage for doing that one?
No, we got
that's the legend.
We got carried on people's shoulders.
That's a verbatim quote.
Okay, what's the truth? Did you get booed from MacArthur Park, or did you get venerated?
I remember when we first played Seattle, we closed with MacArthur Park, and I think that really gave us an instant reputation, like, because we had the nerve to go out there and play the 8-minute version of MacArthur Park.
What, the most unpunk thing a person or a band could possibly
actually,
do?
Actually, my girlfriend at the time, she said, for God's sakes, don't cover MacArthur Park. Don't you want people to like you? But I've proved her wrong.
Now, Michael Ledwidge, you who have taken more music lessons than anybody else, I want you to...
ever.
In lay terminology, explain what is so intricate about the Burt Bacharach composition. People always talk about his peculiar modulations, the difficult time changes. What does that mean for people who haven't taken, let's say, as many piano lessons as you have?
Well... You know, usually you're in a punk rock band and you just have to worry about, you know, bar chords, basically. And they can be either major or minor, but, you know, for Bacharach, it's like ninths, and you actually have to play the ninths or else it doesn't sound like the song, you know, so.
So right now, give us a chord, demonstrate the difference between C major and a C9. I think this is critical. That's right.
Play keyboards,
it's
by
like
the way.
Rock school. Remember that show Rock School? Yeah. So give us a C major.
Yeah. Okay, this is C major.
And now the full C9, including the dominant 7. Uh-huh.
Is that right? People will write in and tell me that's wrong.
How come you never use that chord?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Actually, the classic Burt Bacharach is actually the major 7th, which is
a nice
one.
Full. Okay, and when people talk about Burt's peculiar modulations, I think we just heard one in What the World Needs Now, when he went up, changed key.
Oh, yeah. Like,
so can you just demonstrate that part, too?
Okay. I think we just did. Whoa. Like in that song, it goes up a semitone.
A
semitone? Like, what the world needs now. So it's like.
So the hallmarks of the Bacharach song that make it difficult for musicians that only know the 3 or 4 chords to play, but you guys are obviously up to the challenge. You're going to play 2 in a row now for us, and this is going to be. Not the Naked Eyes version. Oh, I like their version from the early 80s. Or are you going to do the Naked Eyes version of this?
We haven't got the bells and the orchestra.
Ah, so this is going to be more of the Dionne Warwick version.
I don't know.
Do you have to get the lyrics, Carl?
No.
All Saints do it too.
These are just my daily affirmations.
Have you heard All Saints' version of this song? They do it too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, but now we're going to hear the Zampano
version. That's their headache.
Yeah, of Always Something There to Remind Me.